Morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi there. My husband brought one of our chickens in the other day on Tuesday, and we got a fair bit of medication given to administer at home to her and also the other chickens.
Yeah.
We unfortunately lost her the next day, but I just wanted to clarify the dosage and sort of how long for the other chickens
was
what we were given.
Let me get into the file. What's the surname?
Mm-hmm. So the surname is Hale, H-A-L-E.
And would it be under Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay. And was it little Cream that didn't make it?
Yeah, well, I think he was so distressed he gave her the wrong name. Her name was actually Cookies. The other one is Cream. But
Dear. Let me change it then. I'll change it to Cookies so we don't
So that was Cookies. Cream's still good.
Yeah, let me just get in here. Okay, so it looks like you were given some worming tablets, some Bacox and some Meloxicam there. Now, is it just the Bacox and the worming tablets that you're giving to Cream?
Yeah, obviously Meloxicam is just a pain relief, anti-inflammatory, so no one's having that now because Cookies is gone. We gave all of them the dose of the worm out as soon as we got them, which is what we were told, and I think it's again in 2 weeks and then every 2 months. So I get that part. I guess it's around the Bacox. That's for like coccidiosis or whatever it's called.
Coccidia,
coccidia. So I think he said like you put 2.5 mils into, we have a 5-litre water thing that they have.
So you make it up fresh each day. So
So we did that for the 2 days, Wednesday and today. So I guess my question is, do you do it longer than 2 days in their water or is that it?
Okay, that's all he's got there. Let me just pop you, and I'll have a read of actually the file here as well. Okay, yeah, he's only got for 2 days. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll just see if I can find out the answer for you, if he wants you to repeat it at all or extend it or bring in a fecal sample just to make sure everything is cleared. So I'll just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there for you.
Could I just, before you go, I have a related question. So I guess why I'm asking, apart from the two that are in my established flock, so they're like 18, 21 months old, at the same time we happen to get two new little bantams into the flock, which are obviously a lot more susceptible to catching this. So I feel like I've put them into a death row. So they're only 8 to 12 weeks old, and so they're obviously being treated with the water with everyone else. So I just wanted to check with the vet, should I give those two little ones an extra oral dose, because one of them is looking a bit sleepy today, so I'm freaking out.
Okay, certainly. Okay, let me just pop you on hold. Do you know roughly how heavy the new ones are?
They're less than half a kilo, because they're only 8 to 12 weeks old. So I think about 300 grams.
Maybe? Okay, so 300 to 500. Mm. Okay. And they've had the 2 days, currently having the second day.
Yeah, 2 days
now,
the second day, yeah.
Okay, let me just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've just checked the answer to the first question in regards to just giving the in-water medication for 2 days. That should be enough. In regards to the other two little new ones that you've got between the 8 to 12 week old one, he did say that you can do the oral dose of those, that one there. So that's the Baycox for the weight range between 300 to 500. He said to give 0.2 of a mil for the two doses.
Okay, and give that once, obviously, yeah.
And it is okay that they do have access to the white stuff in water as well. That's fine. Yeah, so give 0.2 of a mil to probably both of those little ones. Just today and tomorrow. And if they're not improving or they are going downhill, we definitely would recommend seeing, just to make sure that there's no other underlying issues going on with those ones there. How's cream looking? The one you've got currently at home, is cream looking okay?
Yeah, I mean, they're older birds, so I gather they already have a much better natural immunity to that than the pullets do.
So they're both uncommon for them to get such a big burden. But yeah, if they were still not doing 100%, then there could be some other underlying issues going on.
No, they've never showed. They never showed any signs. It was just cookies. It was always wanting to nap and stuff. And I guess I'm just being hyper vigilant now. We lost her, and I've got these brand new ones that I know are very susceptible to it. And one of them is closing her eyes a bit this morning after they just got up. So I'm want to get on top of that straight away.
Yeah. So so give the Baycox, and then give it again tomorrow as well. 0.2 of a mil. And then if they aren't looking well, then I definitely recommend bringing them in for a check.
And I guess sort of ongoing, for pullets in particular, because they're sort of maturing and they're at high risk, do they need to be treated again for that in a few months?
It would be case by case. We'd have to do a fecal check. You could definitely bring in a fecal check for us to check. And then if we do find anything, then we will potentially need to treat them. If we haven't seen these chickens, they might need to do a consult to dispense any medication if it's other than Baycox. Definitely if you are concerned, then you can do a repeat fecal.
I guess, just in general, chicken health, I gather they sort of need to be medicated for that when they're pullets. And then once they sort of start laying, I guess, is it just keeping an eye on them to, worm in them, but making sure they're not, getting listless or something?
We would definitely treat if we were to see the coccidia and stuff. Preventative worming you can do with the worm out tablets, but with the Baycox, we'd definitely have a look and just see if they do actually have it before we'd look at treating them as a preventative.
Does the worming tablets cover that then, or I guess I'm asking, what's is there a preventative regime for the coccidia?
That's what I'm saying. We'd actually diagnose that we definitely still have it, and then look at treating accordingly. The worm out tablets will treat the worms and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that. I'll give the little ones their dose.
Not a problem. All the best. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.